然后用罗马书的一段圣经呢，跟大家来分享。
So tonight I'd like to use a passage from Romans as a source of mutual encouragement.
我们请翻开罗马书第十五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
我们从第一节开始读。
Let's begin from verse 1.
罗马书十五章第一节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 1.
我们坚固的人应当担待不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。第二节。
Verse 2.
我们个人务要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。第三节。
Verse 3.
因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。第四节。
Verse 4.
从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。第五节。
Verse 5.
但愿是忍耐安慰的神，叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣。第六节。
Verse 6.
一心一口荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。第七节。
Verse 7.
所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归给神。第八节。
Verse 8.
我说基督是为神真理做了受割礼人的执事，要证实所应许列祖的话。第九节。
Verse 9.
叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀神，如经上所记，因此我要在外邦中称赞你，歌颂你的名。第十节。
Verse 10.
又说你们外邦人当与主的百姓一同欢乐。十一节。
Verse 11.
又说外邦啊，你们当赞美主，万民啊，你们都当颂赞他。十二节。
Verse 12.
又有以赛亚说，将来有耶西的根，就是那兴起来要治理外邦的，外邦人要仰望他。十三节。
Verse 13.
但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。今天这一段圣经呢，将是我们查考的主题。
I got the topic for today's sermon from this passage.
那这里是保罗呢，他勉励当时候在罗马的这些圣徒们呢，要怎么样来效法主耶稣基督的。
So this here Paul encouraged the members in Rome to imitate Christ.
在罗马书里面呢，他其实对主耶稣基督呢有一个很清楚的介绍。
Here, Paul had a very clear introduction to the Roman church believers to Christ.
那当然，在第十五章这个地方，他告诉我们说呢，我们要能够效法主耶稣基督，一心一口来荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。
So here, Paul told us that we must imitate Christ.
那主耶稣到底是谁
？So who is Christ?
耶稣基督是我们信仰的对象，我们一定要很清楚认识他到底是谁。
So if we are to imitate Christ, we should have a very clear concept of who he is.
我们有一些人在信主的时候，特别是如果长大再来认识神的人，通常有时候对耶稣基督其实不是很认识的。
For those who were introduced to Christ when they were older, they usually have a less clear understanding of him.
除非有很系统的把圣经真的用心的查考过，否则很多时候我们对主耶稣基督一个很模糊的印象。
Unless we have studied the Bible very diligently, we have a very vague, a cloudy understanding of Jesus.
我们说耶稣是神。
We know that Jesus is God.
那耶稣又是神的儿子。
And at the same time, Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣也是人。
Jesus is man.
那有时候我们只是仔细想想，到底主耶稣是谁
？So we might wonder who is Jesus.
如果我们说主耶稣是神，我们有办法把它讲出来一个为什么吗
？If we say that Jesus is God, are we able to provide a shred of evidence that he is God?
那如果是神的话，神是圣洁的，是伟大的，是荣耀的。那我们要怎么样？有办法能够来像他一样。
So if Jesus is God, God is holy, he is all powerful, and he is glorious. And how can we be like him?
从这种灵的角度来看，似乎是不可能的。我们没有办法，永远没办法像神一样的。
So it seems like it's impossible that man can be like God.
但是圣经又告诉我们说，我们需要像耶稣。
But the Bible tells us that we must be like Jesus.
就是我们要像神一样。
So therefore, we must be like God.
那这个时候就是要从主耶稣他是成为人这个角度来了解他。
So we therefore we must understand Jesus from the perspective of him being a man.
所以在罗马书第一章里面，我们请看罗马书第一章。
So that's why in Romans chapter 1,
他一开始在介绍主耶稣到底是谁。
So Paul begins describing who Jesus is.
第一章的第三节。
So Romans chapter 1 verse 3.
他说论到他儿子我主耶稣基督按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的第四节。
Verse 4.
但是按圣善的灵说是因为从死里复活以大能显明是神的儿子。
So verse 3. Concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Verse 4.And declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection of the dead, from the dead.
所以第三节里面他讲，按照肉体上，就是按以人的角度来看，耶稣基督他是大卫后裔生的。
So in verse 3 it says that then according to the flesh, Jesus is the Son of David.
是实实在在的，在人间曾经被母亲生下来，跟我们人一样在世上过日子的。
And like us, Jesus was born from a woman and lived his life on earth.
可是第四节他要说，按从灵的角度来看，因为他从死里复活，以大能，就是从死里复活这个能力来显明他是神的儿子。
But in verse 4 it says according to the Spirit and because he resurrected from the dead and had that power, he is considered the Son of God.
因为他没有办法，死不能够来限制他。
Because death cannot control him.
这个就是灵的特质。
And this was something special in the spirit.
因为灵不会死。
Because spirit cannot die.
那为什么耶稣要从死里复活？他为什么要死？
So why did Jesus resurrect from the dead? Why must he die?
他死是为了我们的。
He died because for us.
为了人的罪。
For the sins of man.
所以我们看罗马书第三章。
That's why in Romans chapter 3.
二十五节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 25.
罗马书三章二十五节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 25.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是要凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。这里圣经说，神设立耶稣做挽回祭。
So here, it states that God had set Jesus to be the propitiation through faith.
挽回祭就是要为了要来 消除神对人的罪的愤怒。
So he is to repair the damage caused between man and God caused by sin.
所以耶稣是为了我们人的罪然后被献上流血的。
That because of our sin, Jesus was required to shed his blood.
因为他流了血，然后今天我们借着信，我们就可以得到神的义，也显明了神的义了。
So because Jesus shed his blood, we can through faith in Jesus be considered righteous.
所以主耶稣基督他就是那个代罪的羔羊，是神的羔羊来除去世人罪孽的。
So Jesus was the anointed lamb, who bore our sins to be sacrificed for our sins.
那所以从灵的角度来看，
So from the perspective of the Spirit,
主耶稣基督他不是普通的人。
Jesus was no ordinary man.
他其实是神道成肉身要来解决人罪的那个受膏者。
So Jesus was the lamb, came to earth to solve the problem of sins between man's sins.
那这一个主耶稣基督呢，后来保罗在罗马书第九章里面他就直接这样子定义他是谁了。
So in chapter 9 Jesus declared stated who he was.
我们看罗马书九章第五节。
The center Romans chapter 9 verse 5.
罗马书九章五节。
Romans chapter 9 verse 5.
列祖就是他们的祖宗，按肉体说基督也是从他们出来的，他是在万有之上永远可称颂的神。阿们。
Verse 5. Whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen.
所以这里很清楚地说，基督他是在万有之上，他 他是那个永远可称颂的神。
So here Jesus states very clearly that Jesus, concerning the flesh, Christ came who is over all and God blessed forever.
那这个就是回应约翰他所描述的主耶稣基督，就是那个道成肉身，丰丰满满的带来了恩典跟真理那位救主。
And this describes correlates with what Jesus wrote that God, Jesus is a word that came into flesh that brought the blessings to everyone.
所以耶稣基督他是真神。
So Jesus is the true God.
那他真神呢？他有一个特质。
So if he's a true God, there is a condition.
那就是他可以从无变有。
That he can make from nothing, he can become something.
他可以让死人复活。
He can make the dead, from the dead, he can make living.
所以罗马书第四章，请看罗马书第四章。
So let's turn to Romans chapter 4.
第十七节。
Romans chapter 4 verse 17.
罗马书四章十七节。
Romans chapter 4 verse 17.
亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活、使无变为有的神。他在主面前做我们世人的父。如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。这里圣经特别在描述这位亚伯拉罕所信的神是怎样的神。
So in here it describes the God that Abraham believed.
他说是叫死人复活的神。
So it is the God who can resurrect the dead.
这也是为什么亚伯拉罕他会那么勇敢的愿意把他的独生子照神的吩咐去把他献在那个现在绑在祭坛上准备要下手要杀他。
And this is why God, Abraham was able to sacrifice, to bind his son and put his son on the altar to sacrifice to God.
因为他相信我所拜这个神可以让这个儿子从死里复活。
Because he believed that the God that he believed in was able to resurrect this, his son.
那亚伯拉罕他所信的神也是死无变为有的神。
And the God that Abraham believed is also the God that can make something from nothing.
亚伯拉罕他本来没有儿子。
Abraham originally did not have a son.
他的妻子撒来也不会生育。
And his wife Sarah was barren.
所以基本上他应该是不会有后裔的。
So logically Abraham would not have any descendants.
但是他就是相信神所说的话会成就。
But Abraham believed that the word of God, the words of God will come to fruition.
神可以让他从无变有，从没有后裔到变有很多后裔。
That he God can make something from nothing, he make one without any descendants into a one with numerous descendants.
就像天上星星那么多。
As and descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky.
那这件事情就成为他相信就成为很重的一个信神的一个根据。
So this was a very strong condition of Abraham following God.
这个就是亚伯拉罕他所信的神。
This was the God that Abraham believed in.
那这个神跟主耶稣基督是一样的。
And this God is the same as Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督就是那个永远可称颂的神。
Because Jesus is the forever eternal God.
那我们要先认识我们所今天所敬拜，我们今天教会的名字所高举的这个耶稣到底是谁？我们一定要很清楚。
So we must understand very clearly who is this Jesus that we believe in.
那主耶稣在罗马书啊，保罗在罗马书呢，他特别又这样描述这个神了。
So Paul again describes this God that we believe in.
我们来看一下罗马书第十五章，看回来第十五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章，我们看第五节。
Romans chapter 15 verse 5.
第五节这里说，但愿是忍耐安慰的神，叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣。这里说，这位神是忍耐的神，也是赐安慰的神。
In this verse, it tells us that God is a enduring and a God of encouragement.
那这个是忍耐、是安慰的神，跟主耶稣基督都有关系的。
And this characteristic of endurance and encouragement is also describes Jesus.
然后第十三节，看第十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。这里讲说这个神是使人有盼望的神。
And here it tells us that this God is a God of hope.
这是为什么我们今天在耶稣基督里面可以有盼望。
And this is why within Jesus we have hope.
因为这个神就是可以因为我们的信心把诸般的喜乐平安充满在我们的心里面，让我们真的大有盼望。
So that because we believe in this God, that that joy and faith and peace will come to us, and this is why we have hope.
那这个神不但是赐给我们喜乐, 祂也带给我们平安呢?
So not only does he give us joy, but he gives us peace.
这个叫做是平安的神。
So that's why he is the God of peace.
我们看第15章33节。
Let's turn to chapter 15, verse 33.
15章33节。
Chapter 15, verse 33.
愿赐平安的神常和你们众人同在, Amen.
The God of peace be with you all, Amen.
这里说这个神是赐平安的神。
Here it tells us that the God we believe in is the God of peace.
如果我们把这些章节都把它看一遍,
So if we read all these passages,
那我们所拜的主耶稣基督, 祂到底是谁?
So then who is this Jesus Christ that we believe in?
我们如果在祂里面, 我们一定可以得到平安。
If we are within Jesus, we will have peace.
因为他是平安的神。
Because he is the God of peace.
他的平安跟世界的平安不一样。
The peace that he gives us is different from the peace we get from this world.
这是他在世上传福音的时候他亲自的宣告。
And this is what he told us when he was on earth ministering.
我们在世上可能有苦难。
On earth we will have problems.
但是我们可以放心, 因为他已经胜了世界了。
But we do not need to worry because Christ has overcome the world.
他说他要把他的平安充满在我们的心里。
And Jesus told us he will fill us with his peace.
我们心里可以很刚强, 虽然外界的环境很恶劣。
And our peace will be calm even though the world around us is chaotic.
那我们这个主耶稣基督, 祂是带给我们有盼望的。
So Jesus brings hope with him.
如果今天不是在耶稣基督里面, 我们每一个人其实都是没有盼望的。
If we were not in Jesus, each one of us would be hopeless.
即使我们有盼望, 都是短暂的盼望而已。
And if we do have hope, it's only a short-lived hope.
因为当死亡来到, 所有的盼望都归空了。
Because once death comes to us, our hope is gone.
但是主耶稣基督祂所带给我们盼望是天国永生的盼望了。
Because the hope that Jesus brings is the hope of eternal life.
主耶稣祂也是安慰的神。
Jesus is also is the God of encouragement.
我们今天不管遇到什么样不如意的事情, 在主耶稣基督里面都可以得安慰。
So regardless of what type of difficulties we encounter, within Christ we will always find comfort.
我们得到安慰是基于我们所拜的这个神是赐平安、是盼望、是喜乐的神。
Because we are encouraged because within Christ, Christ is a God of joy, of peace and hope.
那我们这个神呢，他也会赐给我们忍耐。
And this God will also give us patience.
所以我们如果真的认识主耶稣呢，我们人的这个脾气会改变的。
So if we believe in Jesus, we will see a change in our characteristics.
一个脾气暴躁的人通常都是没有耐心的。
A person who has a very explosive temper is probably a very impatient person.
但是如果能够真的在耶稣基督里面的人呢，他的脾气会改变，因为他会从神那边得到忍耐的心。But
if a person is within Christ, you will see that his character is different because within Christ he will be patient.
那我们在主耶稣里面，主耶稣他会让我们得到力量。
And also within Christ, he will give us strength.
主耶稣是在万有之上。
Jesus is almighty.
就是他是 above all. 就是在所有的事情，所有在耶稣基督里面，我们可以人可以活得很超越。
So Jesus is above all, and if we are within Christ, we will be able to surpass all things.
所以我们不会真的像世界人一样被这个世界的事物绑住。
So we will not be like the people of this world and to be bound by the world.
在万有之上我们跟神在一起的。But
we will be above all this and we will be with Christ.
这是我们先对我们所敬拜的这个主耶稣基督有一个认识，就是从罗马书里面来看看，这个就是我们所敬拜的对象。So
from the book of Romans, it describes the Christ that we wish to imitate.
这么宝贵，是这么好的一个神。This
is such a precious and such a Great God.
我们今天可以来效法他,
so that we must imitate him.
然后来得到他所在他的属性里面所能够带给我们在生命当中的改变。
And so that whatever that he may change each one of us.
然后我们现在再看回来第15章第1节，来看看主耶稣基督他留给我们什么样的榜样，我们可以真的来在生活当中效法他，来应用在我们的生活里。
So let's turn to Romans chapter 15 and study what characteristics of Jesus that we can imitate on earth?
我们看第一节。
Let's read starting from verse 1.
他说我们坚固的人应当担待不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。第二节。
Verse 2.
我们个人务要叫邻舍喜悦，叫使他得益处，建立德行。第三节。
Verse 3.
因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。这一段圣经如果我们把它仔细看呢、啊，这里所描述的主啊，这个基督呢、啊，是充满爱的。
So from these verses, we see that the Jesus Christ is a God of love.
他说他是不求他自己喜悦的。
So here it tells us that he is not there to please himself.
他甚至愿意让辱骂人身上所有的辱骂都能够落在他的身上。
That all the insults that are hurled at you is actually hurled at Jesus.
他是天上的神，但是他愿意成为人来担当我们的罪。
That he is the God in heaven, but he is willing to become man to carry our sins.
所以也就是说，换句话说，他是愿意牺牲的。
In other words, this is a God that's willing to lower himself.
那这些作为如果没有爱是做不出来的。
These actions are were he is unable to carry these actions unless he had love.
所以我们要效法主耶稣基督的爱。
So we must imitate the love of Christ.
当然，在约翰一书里面四章七节八节就特别强调说，神就是爱。
So in 1 John chapter 4 verse 7 and 8, it tells us that God is love.
保罗他也说，爱就是最大的，是永远长存的。
And Paul tells us that love is the greatest and it's forever.
我们知道今天我们人跟人相处其实最主要的就是要有爱。
So we know that for people to live together, it requires love.
那如果没有爱其实长篇大论基本上是不会被记得多久的了。
So that if we know that without love, people would not be able to get along and they would begin to clash.
我们在不管是在神训班或者在学生联会当中，我们都会请学员起来做分享。他们在两个礼拜的这个学习当中啊，或者一个礼拜他们的相处里面，他们到底得到什么
？Regardless of whether it's a student spiritual convocation or the National Youth Theological Seminar, we always ask the students to share their reflections at the end of the seminar.
绝大部分学员他们所分享的，他们真的让他们感动的，都是弟兄姐妹当中所表现出来的爱。
And the strongest impression that they have at the end of the seminars is the love that is shared between the brothers and sisters.
很少听到学员说，哇，他最感动的，或者他印象最深刻，就是某某什么传道上了什么课都没有。
So none of the students ever said that what the greatest impression that they have was the powerful sermon or lesson that was delivered by such preacher.
啊，这个是真的是事实，因为我们有时候上课上很多，通通忘光光了。
Because it's true that the students have attended so many classes that they eventually forget the lessons that they learned.
你看他们神训班两个礼拜当中你知道他们听了多少道理吗
？For the National Youth Theological Seminar attendees, do you know how many classes they attended?
一天有五次的祷告。
Every day there is five prayer sessions.
每一次祷告都有传道或者是辅导员起来分享圣经的道理。
Every prayer session, there's always a counselor or a pastor that gives a short Bible study.
14天一共有70次。
So in 14 days, there are 70 of these short Bible studies.
在两个礼拜里面，你听了70次的祷告会的道理。
So in 2 weeks, you hear 70 short sermons regarding prayer.
所以其实大部分的内容他们都忘记了。
So most of the content of these little sermons have been forgotten.
我们不要说学员，我们自己想想看，我们还记得上个礼拜领会的人在这边领了什么道理吗？
Let's not,
讲了什么题目还记得吗
？Let's not even think about the seminars. Can you remember what the sermon topic was last week?
记忆力很好的可能还记得了。
A person with good memory might remember.
大部分的，如果一个月以前领什么道理，这个某一个传道讲什么道理，大概大家都忘记了。
But most of us would probably forget.What the sermon was a month ago.
因为这个不是最重要的。
Because this is not the most important.
真的会让人印象深刻的，真的是人跟人之间的相处。
But what leave a lasting impression is the interaction between man and man.
所以很多的学员呢，他们在讲感言的时候，他们就觉得说，真的 让他们很感动，在这个两个礼拜当中的学习啊，就是因为组员当中互相的分享那种爱的关心，以及辅导员当中或者是工作人员当中所表现在他们身上的，让他们可以感受到说真的他是关心我的，他们记住了。
So this, the seminar attendees, the impression that they have is the loving interaction that they have between them and their counselor, or between them and other workers when they do their daily chores at the seminars.
这是从人来的。
This comes from man.
那另外一个他们会记得印象深刻的就是在祷告当中。
And the other strong impression that they have is their impression during prayer.
在祷告当中感受到主耶稣基督的爱。
That during prayer they feel the love of God.
所以其实哦，这样的一个现象，在每一个世代都一直重复，这是一个事实啊。
So this is a fact.
我们今天参加过神训班的，不管是成人的还是青年的神训班，我们很多人都参加过。
So for these National Youth Theological Seminars, many of us have attended them.
什么事情是让你印象最深刻的呢
？So what is your strongest impression?
就我自己来说，我也参加过很多神训班呢、啊。
That I have attended a lot of these theological seminars.
但是真的说讲的道理哈，长老讲的道理，真的让你这样子一直都记得不忘的，其实也很少啊。
So that I've heard so many seminars that it's very difficult to remember any of them.
但是你就记住了当时候弟兄姐妹在一起生活当中，他们所表现出来那种爱的团契，人跟人之间的关心所建立那个感情，你就觉得你就一直很印象很深刻。
But the impression that leaves that lasts is the interaction of the loving interaction that you have between the fellow attendees.
所以同样的道理，今天我们真的能够把那个慕道者把他吸引在我们的教会里面，一定是我们弟兄姐妹所表现出来的爱心。
So the what will attract the visitors that come to our church will be the loving relationship between brothers and sisters.
那这个爱心是透过我们弟兄姐妹从神领受来以后，效法主耶稣基督来所表现出来的，很自然的一种呈现。
And this love is the love that we receive from Christ.
这不是那种职业性的不得已要跟人家微笑啊，一定要跟人家问候那种职业性的所谓的礼貌。
This love is not the love that comes from hospitality or a courtesy.
所以我们效法主耶稣基督的爱啊。
So this love that we receive from Christ.
那具体要怎么样做
？So what should we do？
我们看第一节。
Let's read verse one.
他说：“坚固的人呢、啊，要担当不坚固人的软弱。”
It tells us that we should, that we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak.
所以我们要能够有那个。愿意去体谅人的心呢、啊、
？So we must have a heart that's willing to help lift others up.
保罗在他的书信里面，他其实常常提到弟兄姐妹当中要彼此担待。
Paul in his writings encouraged the members to bear with one another.
我们如果看加拉太书第六章
，Let's turn to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章
，Galatians chapter 6.
我们看第二节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 2.
加拉太书六章二节说，你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
So verse 2. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
要互相担当啊，重担互相担当。
So so we must carry each other's burdens.
啊，不要只顾自己的事情。
So do not be concerned with only your matters.
那有时候我们人呢、啊，难免有时候会软弱。
So among us there will be people who become weak.
不管在信仰上，或者是在肉体上。
Whether in spirit or in flesh.
如果我们真的能够像主耶稣基督一样啊。
So if we wish to be like Jesus.
能够不求自己的益处。
That we are not only concerned with ourselves.
不会只求自己的喜悦了。
And not only concern, pray for our own prosperity.
也会想到要让别人得益处，然后担当别人的软弱。
That you will be concerned about the well-being of others.
那这样子呢？我们真的就是在效法耶稣基督的爱了。
Then in that incidents, then we would imitate the love of Christ.
特别是第三节十五章三节说，因为基督不求自己的喜悦。
And as recorded in Romans chapter 15, verse 3, it says that that Jesus did not please himself.
什么叫做爱?
So what is love?
罗马哥林多前书十三章第五节说，爱是不求自己的益处。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5, it says that love is not does not concern with his own well-being.
那所以呢，这个就是爱具体的呈现，就是我们会去关心别人的一些不坚固的地方。
So this is so with love, we would look out, search for the weakness of others.
那我们会想要去帮助他的不坚固，让他能够德性可以建立起来，信仰真的可以建立。
And then once we found their weakness, then we will try to strengthen them.
那主耶稣的例子实在是太明显了。
So the examples of Jesus are very clear.
主耶稣他本来是天上荣耀的神。
Jesus Christ was the glorious God in heaven.
他是富足的。
He is the father of all.
他是很 rich 的。
Oh, he is very rich.
他在天上，他愿意来到人间，然后为我们成为贫穷。
So he is, so Jesus became poor and came to earth.
所以哥林多后书第八章才会说，神他本来是富足，为我们成为贫穷，要让我们也成为富足。
That's why it's written in the Bible that God who was rich became poor, came to earth so that we may become rich.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他真的就是他的牺牲呢，为我们所付出的。我们如果能够感受得到，我们也愿意去为别人付出。
So Jesus who strengthened us, we should mimic him and strengthen others.
那这个就是我们今天效法基督耶稣的一个具体做法，就是能够彼此担待。
So this is how we can imitate Christ by loving one another.
那我们现在再来看第四节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15 verse 4.
第四节说，从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因为圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。第五节说，
Verse 5.
但愿是忍耐安慰的神，叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣。第六节，
Verse 6.
一心一口荣耀神主，我们主耶稣基督的父。那这里我们要效法主耶稣基督什么？
So in this passage, what character of Jesus must we imitate?
如果我们自己去找要效法主耶稣的重点是什么，你会写什么呢？
If I ask you what character of Jesus is the most important, what would you write down?
可能有不一样的答案啊。
Everybody might have a different answer.
但是我是个人是认为说，我们这里要能够效法主耶稣基督，他那个荣耀神，凡事都为了荣耀神的这个做法。
And But people write down that if we wish to imitate Jesus, we must be as glorious like Jesus.
就是效法主耶稣的心，他的目标都是为了要荣耀神。
So to that the heart of Jesus is to glorify God.
因为我们知道主耶稣他来到世上的时候，他一开始就介绍他自己。
When Jesus first came to earth, he began to introduce himself.
他说：“我今天所说的话，我所做的事情，都是。”我的天父指示我的。
He said that whatever he said and whatever he does was instructed to him by his Father in heaven.
他不敢有他自己的意思，他所做的都是完全遵照天父的指示。
That what he has no, he does not have his own will. That whatever he does has been instructed to him by his Father in heaven.
然后他目标就是为了要荣耀神。
And his goal is to glorify God.
所以主耶稣他在要离世以前呢，他这样祷告嘛，哈。
As a result, before Jesus died, he gave this prayer.
我们看约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
第一节。
John chapter 17 verse 1.
主耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说：“父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。”第二节。
Verse 2.
正如你曾赐给他权柄管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。第三节。
Verse 3.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。第四节。
Verse 4.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已成全了。五节。
Verse 5.
父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先我同你所有的荣耀。我们看这里主耶稣的祷告、他所关心的重点、都是要让这个天父得荣耀。
when we read this passage, we see that the purpose of Jesus' prayer is to glorify God.
他说他已经尽他所有的, 他做他能做到了, 就是已经荣耀了父。
That he has done everything that he was to do, which was to glorify God.
主耶稣他荣耀天父, 在世上传福音的过程当中, 荣耀天父的过程, 在约翰福音里面, 很清楚了。
So how Jesus glorified God has been recorded very clearly in the book of the Gospel according to John.
然后最后他才这么祷告说, 主啊, 父啊, 求你让我同你享荣耀。
And then afterwards, Jesus was able to make this prayer, says, Lord, let me be glorified, glorify me that you may be glorified.
我们来看一下, 看一节, 圣经节这样写, 我们看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
第50节,
John chapter 8 verse 50.
他说, 我不求自己荣耀, 有一位为我求荣耀, 定是非的。
So verse 50 it states, I am not seeking glory for myself, but there is one who seeks it, and he is the judge.
当主耶稣他不求自己荣耀的时候, 其实天父就会赐给他荣耀。
When Jesus does not seek for his own glory, it is God who will glorify him.
那我们再看一节, 看在, 12章, 约翰福音12章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
28节,
John chapter 12, verse 28.
约翰福音12章28节,
John chapter 12, verse
28. 父啊, 愿你荣耀你的名, 当时就有声音从天上来说, 我已经荣耀了我的名, 还要再荣耀。 这里, 你看, 主耶稣祷告, 主啊, 父啊, 愿你荣耀你的名。
In verse 28, Jesus prays, Father, glorify your name.
这是, 主耶稣他生活的目标,
and this is the purpose of Jesus' life.
也是他工作的重点,
and it is the focus point of his work on earth.
他凡事是为了要让神得荣耀。
It is that God may be glorified.
那我们现在要来效法主耶稣基督他的做法。
Therefore, for us, if we wish to imitate the work of Jesus Christ,
我们也需要能够真的让神得荣耀。
Then we must glorify God.
那我们要 要让神得荣耀, 其实在罗马书第15章里面, 有一个重点, 我们可以看得到的。
And for us to glorify God, there is something we must do.
我们看, 看回到罗马书第15章,
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
第5节,
Romans chapter 15, verse 5.
他说, 但愿赐忍耐安慰的神, 叫你们彼此同心, 效法基督耶稣, 一心一口, 荣耀神, 我们主耶稣基督的父。 那这里讲的, 要荣耀父, 要先彼此同心。
In verse 5, it tells us that in order for us to glorify God, we must be united in one heart.
如果没有同心, 就不会合一。
Because if we are not in one heart, we will not be unified.
那如果不合一, 在这当中, 其实大家就不会感受到爱。
And if we are no longer unified, then we will not feel the love will not be among us.
就好像在家庭里面, 如果家庭里面没办法合一, 你在家庭里面感受不到爱的。
For example, in a family, if the family is not unified, then you will not feel love within that family.
那所以我们今天要能够荣耀神, 一定要先能够彼此同心呢。
Therefore, if we wish to glorify God, we must first be unified.
其实也同心之后才有力, 也才有办法真的把 把主耶稣的爱呈现出来。
And only when we are unified that we may express the love of Jesus Christ.
因此保罗他在他的书信当中, 他很强调要彼此同心和睦。
When Paul was on earth, he emphasized unity.
人当然每个个体有不同的想法。
It is natural for man to have for each man to have his own ideas.
我们可能有不同的背景, 我们有可能不一样的喜好。
And we have different backgrounds and different ideas.
但是在主耶稣基督里面, 如果我们真的都效法耶稣以后,
but within Jesus Christ, if we all imitate him,
我们就可以有基督耶稣的心了,
then we will have the heart of Jesus Christ.
所以腓立比书2章5节才会说, 我们当以基督的心为心。
So that's why in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, that encourages that we must have the heart of Jesus Christ.
如果我们都有基督耶稣的心,
that if we all have the heart of Jesus,
那么这个时候我们效法主耶稣的言行以后, 我们很自然的一定会想到有关于荣耀神的事。
And if we have the heart of Jesus in us, then naturally we will be concerned about glorifying God.
我们想到说我今天这样一个做法, 是不是会让神的名得荣耀, 还是会让神的名, 因为我的作为, 让神的名得泄, 被亵渎?
Then we will, in everything we do, we will think, will my actions glorify the name of God, or will it shame the name of God?
我们看一下保罗他另外一个提醒, 我们看哥林多后书第13章。
So, Paul also wrote,
哥林多后书第13章, 保罗另外一个地方, 他提到要同心和睦的事情。
So, in 2 Corinthians chapter,
13章,
chapter 13, Paul also writes about unity.
我们看一下11节。
2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11.
13章11节,
2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11.
还有末了的话, 愿弟兄们都喜乐, 要做完全人, 要受安慰, 要同心合意, 要彼此和睦, 如此仁爱和平的神, 必常与你们同在。 我们看到这里, 这一句话, 讲了好多, 好多, 我们应该要效法的。
In this one verse, it gives us many characteristics that we must imitate.
这是保罗他最后的吩咐, 对更多教会的信徒提出了提醒。
And this is one of the final things that Paul has written to the Corinthian church.
他说要喜乐,
it tells us that they must be joyful,
要做完全人,
that they must be perfect,
要受安慰,
that they must comfort one another.
哦, 然后要同心合意,
that they must be of one mind,
然后要彼此和睦,
and they must live in peace.
如果可以这样的话, 他说, 是仁爱和平的神, 就一定与我们同在了。
And if they are to, if they are like this, then the God of love and peace will be with them.
那这个就是看到说, 我们今天同心, 能够同心合意, 一心一口荣耀神, 如果有同样这个心呢, 我们在这个教会当中, 一定同时感受到神的恩典。
If we are united and are one mind and one mouth, one voice when we glorify God, then the God in heaven will be among us.
我们有这个荣耀神的心, 所带来的结果就是, 仁爱喜乐的, 仁爱和平的神, 与我们同在。
And the consequence of this is that the God of love, of joy and peace will be among us.
那我们今天要能够荣耀神, 要彼此, 真的彼此同心和睦, 和睦同心哦, 那其实按照约翰的说法, 就是结果子。
And for us to be united of one mind, the result is that we will bear fruit.
我们看一下约翰福音第15章。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
那我们就真的能够荣耀神。
And then we will be able to truly glorify God.
我们看约翰福音15章第8节。
John chapter 15 verse 8.
从第7节开始。
John chapter 15 verse, let's begin from verse 7.
第7节,
verse 7.
你们若藏在我里面, 我的话也藏在你们里面, 凡你们所愿意的, 祈求就给你们成就, 第8节,
verse 8.
你们多结果子, 我父就因此得荣耀, 你们也就是我的门徒了。 所以我们今天要能够真的荣耀神呢, 如果我们有这个心, 真的是常常想到要荣耀神。
If we have this heart that wish to constantly glorify God,
那么我们的生活, 一定会改变, 就是我们会结果子。
Then our lives will change and we will to bear fruit.
那结果子就是圣灵的果子咯。
And the fruit that we bear is the spiritual fruit.
仁爱喜乐和平, 温柔良善信实。
It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness.
那这些圣经所记载的这个圣灵的果子, 我们一定会努力在我们生活当中去把它呈现出来。
And we will strive to bear these fruits in our lives.
那如果可以这样子, 他说, 天父就因此得荣耀。
And if we do this, then our God in heaven will be glorified.
所以要荣耀神, 其实真正的做法, 其实也是在彼此相爱这件事情上。
And therefore, to glorify our God in heaven, or to imitate Christ, we must be united.
我们如果能够彼此同心,
if we are united in one heart,
和睦相处, 和睦就是, peaceful, 大家一起, 不管有什么不同意见, 都能够一起相处。
And if we are able to live peacefully among each other,
然后同样一个心智, 就是为了要荣耀神的名。
And if we are one mind to glorify God,
那说这样子, 天父的名会因为这样得荣耀。
And the name of our God in heaven will be glorified because of what we did.
别人会看出说, 诶, 这群人是不同的。
Because people will see that this group of believers is different.
虽然有不同的意见,
even though they have different ideas.
可是为了要能够让主的名得荣耀,
but because they wish to glorify the name of God,
让大家都能够彼此接纳,
that they are able to live peacefully among each other.
那这样子我们的做法本身就会互相包容。
And therefore, the lives that we live will be different.
我们一定会不会很坚持自己的说, 我一定要这样做, 我不这样做不行。
Then in our lives, we will not be very insistent on our own methods.
其实我们有时候人坚持的做法不见得是神的意思的。
So in reality, many of the stuff we do is not in accordance with God's will.
那教会要同心, 要怎么样同心?
So in the church, how can we be united in one heart?
要同心一定要接受同样的信息。
So in order to be united in one heart, we must have be one faith. So when we have services, we must have service together.
如果今天牧道者进来教会里面,
if today a visitor comes to our church,
他看到我们所有弟兄姐妹他们都在一起领受同样的道理,
if he sees that all the members are together receiving the same gospel,
祷告的时候都有共同的目标在祷告,
and when we pray with the same goal.
就是心都是一致的,
that our hearts are one.
认为的重点都是一样, that, 目标都一致,
that the focus of our lives are one.
那这样子我们祷告就有力量,
then our prayers will have power.
有时候虽然我们的心是好的, 说我就是要这样子, 我可以做更多事啊, 也许我可以做, 带更多人来信主。
So we might believe that if I do this, I know I can attract more members.
但其实信, 一个人信不信神, 这是在神, 这是神的工作。
But we know that whether a man believes or not, that's within the hands of God.
因为主耶稣已经说了,
because Jesus told us already.
他说如果不是天父吸引人, 没有人能够到神面前来。
That if it wasn't for the allowance from a God in heaven, no man would be able to come to believe in God.
不管我们都会讲,
regardless of how eloquent we are,
不管我们的道理多清楚,
regardless of how clear our message is,
如果不是神感动的, 一个人也带不进来。
If God did not move man, no one would come to believe in God.
这是主耶稣讲的, 真理绝对不会变的。
This is the truth that Jesus has spoken.
那所以今天如果我们每一个人都能够同心呢,
therefore, for each of us to be united in one heart,
真的都能够为了荣耀神的事情,
and for us to glorify God,
然后共同祷告,
that we must pray in
unison,
都一样效法主耶稣基督, that we must imitate Jesus Christ.
那这样子, 我们真的可以,
and then we can truly glorify God.
那么再来看, 再一个, 再看回 罗马书第15章,
let's finish Romans chapter 13.
我们要效法主耶稣基督,
so we must imitate Christ.
看第七节,
it's Romans chapter 15 verse 7.
15章第7节,
Romans chapter 15 verse 7.
他说所以你们要彼此接纳, 如同基督接纳你们一样, 使荣耀归给神, 第八节,
verse 8.
我说基督是为神真理做了受割礼人的执事, 要证实所应许列祖的话, 第九节,
verse 9,
并叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀神, 到这里, 这里提到我们要效法主耶稣基督, 他的服事,
in this passage it tells us that we must imitate the servitude of Jesus Christ.
特别是第八节说, 我说基督是为神的真理做了受割礼人的执事, 就是做犹太人的执事了。
So here it tells us that that Jesus came on came to become a servant of the Jews.
所谓受割礼人, 就是亚伯兰子孙嘛。
So those who receive circumcision are the descendants of Abraham.
那就是犹太人。
And that is the present day Jews.
那现在主耶稣是来服务, 有一个版本是说, 主耶稣是来服务犹太人的。
In this passage, it tells us that Jesus is here to serve the Jews.
那怎么服务他们?
And how did Jesus serve them?
要证实所应许列祖的话是会实现的。 就是后面那一段。
Okay. Oh, and it is to confirm the promises made to the patriarchs.
主耶稣在降生以前, 神已经应许亚伯拉罕了。
So before Jesus ascended to heaven, he fulfilled the promise to Abraham.
他说万国要因你的后裔得福。
That he promised Abraham that all nations will be blessed because of you.
可是明明只有亚伯拉罕的子孙, 他们才受割礼, 他们才在这个神所应许的诸约上是有份的。
That because only Abraham's descendants received circumcision, that up to that point, only they could inherit the heavenly kingdom.
但是现在万国要因 因耶稣基督得福，到底是要怎样得到
？So how can the other nations receive the blessing that was given to Abraham's descendants？
其实主耶稣来就是让亚伯拉罕神应许亚伯拉罕的这个应许得以实现的最重要人物。
And Jesus came to earth in order to fulfill this promise that God made to Abraham。
如果没有耶稣基督来成全这件事情
，If Jesus Christ did not come to earth to for this matter，
那亚伯兰的子孙犹太人当中没有一个能够真的做到
then Abraham's descendants not one Jew would be able to fulfill this
就是说那这个万族要因亚伯兰的后裔得福就不会实现了
therefore the that the, all the nations will be blessed by the descendants of Abraham this promise could not be fulfilled
从救恩的角度让神的恩典从亚伯兰一个人能够拓展到万族这一件事情就是主耶稣基督来服侍犹太人的重点
and this promise that God made to Abraham that all the nations will be blessed by his descendants this is how by fulfilling this promise this is how Jesus served the Jews
那也就是因外邦人可以因为耶稣基督的怜悯然后真的来荣耀神
And through Jesus Christ, then the Gentiles are able to know God.
所以接下来第九节到第十二节才保罗才引了很多的经节，从诗篇里面，从生命记里面去引出了外邦人都要赞美神。
And from verse 9 to verse 12, Paul cites many biblical passages and to glorify God.
然后最后保罗他才说。但愿第十三节，但愿使人有盼望的神，因为信将诸般的喜乐平安都充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
And Paul concludes with verse 13, May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with the hope of the power of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣他的这个服事，让所有的人因为信就得到盼望。
And from through Jesus Christ that all that through faith all may be receive hope.
那当然这个是借着圣灵的能力没有圣灵到不到的。
And you are only able to receive this through the power of the Holy Spirit.
那所以我们就看到主耶稣基督他愿意成为人成为仆人来服务这么多人。
And Jesus is able to willing to become a servant in order to serve so many people.
那其实你看主耶稣在世上传福音的时候逼迫他最厉害的就是犹太人。
And when Jesus was on earth, the person that persecuted Jesus the most was the Jews.
可是主耶稣却甘心的来做他们的执事。其实这个执事另外一个做翻译就是仆人了，做犹太人的仆人。
And Jesus was willing to become their servant.
那所以我们就看到说，这就是主耶稣基督的心，他的做法。
And this was the heart of Jesus. And this is what he did.
他即使是这样子被逼迫，他还是很忠心的。来执行天父所交付他的，他还是服侍他们呢。
And even though he was persecuted by them, he was still willing to serve them.
一句怨言都没有说。
And he did not say, he did not complain once.
所以，即使要被抓去钉十字架了，主耶稣对他自己本身来说，他一句话都没有说，为他自己说的。
And when Jesus was taken and crucified on the cross, he did not say anything for himself.
那这个就是主耶稣基督他的心。我们要效法的重点。
And this is the heart of Jesus that we must imitate.
我们今天在教会里面要能够彼此服侍。
In our church today, we must serve Jesus.
彼此接纳，其实可以转换成就是彼此服侍才会产生的结果。
So we must serve and bear fruit.
如果我们没办法接纳对方，没办法服侍的。
So if we must be able to willing to accept one another, because if we are unable to do this, then we cannot serve one another.
啊，所以有一个慕道朋友说。
So once a visitor to our church told me.
我都不要跟我的哥哥讲话。
Don't ever go speak to my brother.
走在路上我都不要认他了。
Because I won't even acknowledge him if I pass him on the road.
你说要服务他的哥哥免谈。
So if you tell him to serve for him to serve his brother, it's impossible.
所以我们今天如果没有办法互相接纳，就不可能互相服侍。
So if we are unable to accept one another, we are not able to serve them.
那就不可能能够做到效法主耶稣基督这个标准。
And then we are unable to mimic Jesus in this aspect.
所以 保罗他这里这一段告诉我们说要彼此接纳，能够效法耶稣基督的服务。
So here Paul tells us that we must accept one another so that we can serve one another.
那这样子呢，我们你看主耶稣基督来了，就让不分犹太人不分外邦人通通合在一起。
So you see that when Jesus came, he did not separate between the Gentiles and the Jews.
所以我们在主耶稣基督里面成为一个身体以后，就不分彼此了。
So when we are united in one body in Christ, we should not separate one ourselves.
我们就不再分说，哎，你是哪一种种族的人。
So we should not separate, say, oh, you're this type of person.
我是讲哪种话的。
Or I speak this dialect.
所以我讲这种话就是我们这一群人。
Or we speak in this dialect among this group of people.
我讲这种话，所以我们是一群的。
And I speak among this dialect, so therefore we are this clique of people.
主耶稣的道理不是这样子的。
This is not the way of Jesus.
我们是彼此接纳，成为一体。
So we accept one another, and we are united in one body.
我们看一下罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
十二章第五节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 5.
十二章五节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 5.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
Verse 5. So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
我们是都是联络在主耶稣基督身上，互相做肢体的，彼此联络的。
So we accept each other, and as a result, we are united in Christ.
每一个肢体都有它的用处。
Every member of a body has its purpose.
我们都从神领受不同的恩赐。
We all receive different gifts from God.
那我们就彼此接纳，彼此服侍。
Therefore, we accept one another and we serve together.
这个叫做在服侍神。
And this is what it means to serve Christ.
因为我们同有一位主。
Because we have the same God.
我们也都是向他祷告，求告他的名。
We all pray to him and call on his name.
那这个就是我们今天从这段圣经里面所查考的有关于效法基督耶稣的重点。
And today we have studied the importance of imitating Jesus Christ.
所以我们效法主耶稣基督的爱。
So we imitate Jesus Christ's love.
互相担待。
His willingness to carry and bear others' burdens.
坚固的担待不坚固的人。
And to encourage those who needs encouragement.
要想到让别人得益处，能够让他的信仰能够建立起来。
So that we pray for the healing of others so that their spirit may be lifted.
我们效法主耶稣基督的心来荣耀神。
So that we imitate the spirit ofthe heart of Jesus to glorify God.
我们可以彼此同心，教会成为一体，同一个心智来荣耀神。
So that we glorify God by being united with one heart in Christ.
我们效法主耶稣基督他的服侍的精神。
So we also imitate the servitude of Jesus.
即使情况很恶劣，环境很不友善，但是主耶稣仍然服侍到底。
So that even though the outside may be chaotic, but together we can serve together in Christ.
我们彼此联络，在这个身体上能够建立，让这个身体成长茁壮，然后真的让神的名大大荣耀。
So that we may be united together in this one body and make this body strong, so that we can glorify God.
所以愿主耶稣基督帮助我们。
So may the Lord Jesus Christ help each one of us.
那我们喜乐都教会呢，真的能够成为在主里面同心的魔幻的教会。
So that within Christ, the Cerritos Church might be a united church.
我们不管是什么族群，都能够在主里同心。彼此接纳。
So regardless of what problems that might occur, that we might face these problems united in Christ.
一心一口荣耀主我们的神。
With one heart and one voice, we glorify God.
我们唱诗。
Let us